New release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
In the words of Dr. Caesar Clark, and all the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Now let's all give God the best hand of praise.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Bless his name. Glory.
Give him the best shout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can give him. Because I can tell you, if you sitting here, standing here, you got a lot to praise God for.
Oh. Amen.
I know some of y'all got light bills due. Children need a pair of shoes. I know some of y'all got all that stuff going on in your life. But I stopped by today to tell you, you still got a lot. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You got a chance.
It's just good to be here.
Yes, sir.
Good to be on the land of the living.
All right.
Not among the land of the dead.
All right.
Choir have done a wonderful job.
Thank you. Amen.
Blessing our hearts through song and instrument. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I already have been blessed.
Amen.
I know we got company coming this afternoon.
Amen.
Got to prepare for that. We want to put our best foot forward today.
Amen.
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 Remember Dr. Johnson?
Bless you, Pastor.
Everybody was coming home. Mama kept a clean house.
Amen.
But she had guests coming.
Amen.
Mama did some special.
Amen.
That's what we want to do today.
Amen.
Yeah.
Want everything to be special.
I bless you, Pastor.
Want our guests to feel special.
Amen.
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 I want it to be so special. I want you to feel and know that you're special.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. How many come forward?
Amen.
Amen.
How many need a word?
Amen.
There for a few minutes, go to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Mr. Turner gave me some thorough instruction before we left home today. Matter of fact, she was so thorough, I was trying to tell her, come on now, we got to go.
Amen.
She must have thought I was one of the children. I think she had a backflash. Because she said, did you hear what I say?
Go, girl.
Go, girl.
That's what I say, go, girl. Man, she was just cheap bones serious. That's right. Charles, I almost didn't know how to handle that one. I was going to have to pick up the phone and call you for help. Charles, what am I supposed to do? Isaiah, the 55th chapter. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And for sake of time, go to the 10th verse.
All right.
And there I believe you'll find these words. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I say. Does everybody's Bible say the same thing?
Amen.
Look at somebody, if you would, or shake hands with somebody. Y'all know the way we do it here. Amen.
Amen.
Look over across the aisle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you got to shout, I'm going to shout real loud. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
A neighbor.
Amen.
You can trust.
You can trust.
The word.
The word.
That's all I want to talk about.
Bless you, Pastor.
That's all I want to remind somebody of.
Trust the word.
You can trust God's word.
Amen.
You can trust God for his word. I know we say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. If God promised it, how many know he will deliver on it?
That's right. Thank you, God.
Amen. He'll deliver on.
Thank you.
In this 55th chapter, it starts out with an invitation.
Amen.
An invitation for someone. Well, God invites the Gentiles to come to him.
That's right.
Amen. Hold to everyone that thirsty.
That's right.
Come ye to the waters, and he that had no money, come ye. Buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. And that's one of the greatest invitations that one can receive in their life. It's an invitation. From Almighty God himself.
Yes, yeah.
Charles, today we want to remind somebody, and we want to let somebody know that there's a standing invitation.
Amen.
I know we talk about opening the doors of the church, but the doors of the church been open for a long, long time.
Yes. All right.
Ever since Jesus said, come unto me.
Paul, you're late.
I wish I had a witness.
Yes, yes, sir.
All of you that labor.
Yes, sir.
In heaven labor. And if you come, I want you to know I will give you rest.
That's right.
Somebody needs rest.
That's right.
Somebody in here needs peace.
Yes. Amen, Pastor.
Aren't you tired of sleepless nights?
Yeah. Oh.
Amen.
I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is there anybody here that is just tired of being tired?
Yeah.
Somebody here, amen. You're just tired. You're tired of being angry. You're tired of being mad. You're tired of being frustrated.
All right.
I wish I had a little bit.
All right.
Somebody under the sound of my voice. God don't have me saying this for no reason. No reason at all. It's not me, but God is talking to somebody.
All right.
And he's saying that you're tired. You're tired of being tired. You're tired of being frustrated. You're tired of being let down. You're tired of being hurt. You're tired of being disappointed. I wish I had a witness.
Hold on. Just tired, Pastor.
Just tired. Amen. Just tired. And your soul is weary. Amen, amen. It's just weary and disappointed. Jesus, he sends the invitation to you. Come.
Come.
That's all you got to do. Come. And the great part about it, he says, come. As you are.
Yes.
Amen. You ain't got to dress up.
Mama.
You ain't got to make up.
Come on here.
Just come.
All right.
Amen. 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 You ain't got to wait till you get nothing right. Because if you could got it right, you would have got it right a long time ago. I wish I had a witness up in here. Because you see, outside of the Lord, amen, you'll put one thing down to pick something else up.
Come on here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He said, come. That's all you got to do is come. Stop worrying about what folks gonna say, because folks can't save you no how. Amen. And the majority of them can't help you, because they in the same situation you in.
Come on here.
Yes, indeed. Some of them broke and busted and disgusted, and they going through the same storm, and amen, they having the same family problems that you are.
Yes, sir.
And the same invitation that Christ sent to you, let them know he also sends it to them.
Yes.
Amen. Come unto me. Amen. Sister Orange, that's what he says. Come unto me. Amen. All you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Any believers in the house?
Amen.
Is there anybody here know he'll give you rest?
Yes.
Oh, he'll give you rest, baby. He'll give you rest. When you truly come to him, amen, and you take them burdens. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Lay those burdens at his feet.
All right.
Lord, I can't. can't do nothing with it. I done tried and I